Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Hey. Hi. Hello. Welcome. Mixtape. With your pals, Coley and Tyler and Terry. Day late. It happens. You're welcome. That won't be a recurring thing. It was just this week. So calm your tits. Tyler and Terry aren't here yet. Like, that part's already recorded, but I just have to do the ad. Or ads. We're not poor. No. You wouldn't listen to that show. That show would stink. But, however, on this Friday post summer solstice, we're brought to you in part by Tommy John. Tommy John's the real deal. Don't let anyone tell you differently, because that person's lying. You shouldn't trust that person. You should cut them out of your life immediately. If you live in a humid area of the world, you're very familiar with a phenomenon known as swamp butt. And let me tell you, friend, your old cotton boxers don't stand a gosh darn chance against the summer heat and humidity. Because when the sun is blazing and the summer gets hot, Tommy John is all that you got. Tommy John's cotton cool underwear made with quick drying, moisture whipping fabrics will stand a chance against the summer heat and humidity. And again, if you've heard of these ads before, best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. They're like, yo, if you don't think this shit feels delightful against your nether regions, that's on you. We can't do anything about that. We'll pay you to keep your terrible opinion to yourself. It's not a bad idea. Swamp butt does stink. It's up there with wet socks. It can just ruin a whole day. Tommy John's like, nah, we're not gonna allow that for you and your pals, Coley. So thanks, Tommy John. This is mighty kind of you. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Mick, M-I-C-K, for 20% off your first order. It's a hefty percentage off. That's TommyJohn.com/M-I-C-K, 20% off. TommyJohn.com/M-I-C-K. Also, head on over to the old Barstool Sports Store. Promo code TAPE. We're giving you 15% off over there. We got the premium line, quilted hoodies, bomber jackets, Henley t-shirts, perfect for the summertime. Of course, there's plenty of Scary Terry and other mixtape gear. I don't know if that part's true. There's definitely Scary Terry stuff. I have no idea what else would be in there. Saturdays are for the boys. Pool floats, many more things that say Saturdays are for the boys on them. If you are a boy or a huge fan of Saturdays and boys, those shirts are there for your purchasing needs. That's store.barstoolsports.com. Use promo code TAPE for 15% off. It's payday today, so you have zero excuses to not go waltz on over to TommyJohn.com, smash purchase over there, and then internet waltz on over to store.barstoolsports.com. You get no excuse. I'd like to hear you try. We get Terry on today. We talk NBA awards. Just that's what the summer feels like in Ohio. That was a big time conversation. What's going to happen in Ohio if LeBron leaves? Terry believes it'll be a purge like scenario. And then other things. So we'll see you guys next week. Well, we'll also see you now. There's a lot more show after this, but we'll also see you guys next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim to slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
All right, mixtape. We're back. Terry Rozier in the building. One day later than usual, but we're always on time. How goes everything, fellas?
Everything's pretty good on this end.
Stinks. Stinks over here.
Atlanta's no good these days?
It's rain, man. It's rained every day for like 4 weeks.
Just above your head or for everyone?
Yeah, I feel like fucking Charlie Brown. Stinks.
New York's been dry as a bone.
Couldn't be. I know it's 98 degrees up there, though.
Yeah, that's humid as fuck. Terry, does Ohio get, like, humid, or is it just, like, normal weather? Because the humidity is what kills me.
Nah, it's not like that. It's just, like, normal weather. But it gets super cold, and, I mean, I wouldn't say it gets super hot, but it's regular. It's not humid like you guys.
That
situation.
Yeah, that sounds ideal. I don't really mind super cold. I know Tyler's no fan. But the humidity just makes like, it's like heavy air. It's not fun to breathe. It's not fun to stand in. There's nothing good about it.
Not fun to wear either.
No. They have invented exactly zero types of clothing that work in that weather. So I might be moving to Ohio, it sounds like.
So you like snow?
I don't like as once I got in an apartment and didn't have to shovel snow anymore. Snow became less of a burden for me personally. Yeah, are you a snow guy?
I mean, it's cool when it first come around. And then, you know, after probably like 2 weeks, it's like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah, once it starts becoming like an ice block because there's nowhere else to put it, and you're just packing snow on top of snow, and it starts getting like black on the bottom. Like
yeah.
I'm all set.
It starts in colors, yeah.
But Boston is crazy. And you probably don't want to come to the city if LeBron not going to be here. You never know.
Yeah, well, is it going to just turn to shit if LeBron's no longer there?
Is this an inside source? What's going on?
Turn upside down. Don't turn into the purge. Don't turn into the purge if you leave.
Well, now I'm rooting for this. This is what I need.
I need it now.
Oh, y'all need it now. Okay. All right. Yeah. Be careful what you wish for.
That's Baker Mayfield's town now.
Oh, is it? I guess so. We'll see how that worked out.
We haven't. I know you're a Browns guy. We haven't talked about it yet, but you got to be like the most excited you've been for a Browns season in like ever.
I'm pretty pumped. You got to get Josh Gordon together.
Is he together? Do you have any sources on that?
Man, I don't know, man. I'm just, you know, let's just hope everything turns out the right way.
I feel like Jarvis Landry, he's a real energetic guy. I feel like he might be able, like, if you just put him, like, make them live together, I think then they'll be on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
What if it goes the other way, though? He just gets Jarvis Landry just hooked on just gas. He's just going through an ounce a week.
Sounds like my kind of team. I'm more in on the Browns if that's the case.
Every time I see Josh Gordon, he's like bigger and bigger.
It's true.
Like he's like 260 now, and I don't know. I just hope like his body to fall apart.
He's gonna get it together. He gonna he know what's in front of him. It's a big year for us.
Do you want Tyrod starting?
How many games y'all got the Browns winning this season?
I don't hate 8-8. 8-8 feels like a good step in the right direction.
Oh,
I take a strong six. I don't think you like. I feel like one more really bad year, then you go after it. Like an 8-8 year gets you the 16th pick. I think I'd want one more top 10 pick, then we really try to get at it.
What are you thinking? Yeah,
I got them going at least. All right, see, I want to know like my like real answer or like you know a fantasy answer.
Both.
Yeah, let's hear both.
Real answer, you know. I say. Now you know what this is what I feel. I think they're gonna win 9 games.
Okay.
Oh boy.
9, possibly 10. 9. Now I'm gonna go with 9.
Okay. Playoffs or no?
Playoffs, yes.
Okay.
Playoffs for
Does
sure.
Does Tyrod start the whole season?
That's tricky.
You think they go to Baker?
It's a long season, man. It's a long season. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm just I think they're gonna go to Baker eventually.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, I'm a big Jamie Collins guy. I feel like your defense, as soon as you teach Jabril Peppers not to line up 30 yards off the ball, I feel like your defense could be a real unit, a real force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, we get it together.
And you got your running back core is like one of like the strongest units. Like, no, you don't have like one guy who's top five, but as a unit with Chubb in there now and Duke Johnson. That's, I guess, I wouldn't.
Carlos Hyde?
Yeah, Carlos Hyde in there. I don't hate that one bit.
Appreciate it, man. I'm glad you know a lot of our players' names.
I'll keep going. I don't know who plays left tackle anymore, but I'll keep going.
I appreciate that. Nah, it's fine. It's fine. So who you like? Who you guys like?
In football, right. Patriots, man. Come on.
I know you like the Patriots.
Me, I'm a lifetime Eagles fan. I've been an Eagles fan for several months, Terry. Several months.
Oh, so you've been having a great year.
Every year.
Tremendous. My Warriors just won. My whatever baseball team is doing good now, they're looking good.
Red Sox, most wins in the league. Let's go.
Yeah. And my Eagles, man. Things are coming up trilly.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
He
is doing pretty good as far as championship-wise, yeah. That's for sure.
He was in Atlanta ready to go when they were up 28-3 on the Patriots, and things did not work out so well for our co-host down there.
Ooh, that had to
suck. Oh, boy. I would never, ever forgive the Falcons for taking that night from me.
That was a great night in the city, by the way.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I had multiple heart attacks in the fourth quarter, but after that, it was a great night.
Yeah, that was a great night. I still remember it.
It was devastatingly quiet in Atlanta.
That's how I was looking for a minute. It was looking like ghost town for a minute in Boston, but it's just like they started coming out left and right. Everybody. So, you know, it was a great night. Great night. You know, I'm an all time Michael Vick fan. Michael Vick, greatest football player ever played to me. So,
correct.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue.
I like Tom Brady too.
Tom Brady, I don't know if you saw it. Tom Brady just came out yesterday and announced that he does, in fact, eat ass. Your thoughts?
He said he eats ass?
Yeah, he said he does that, yeah.
Big fan of eating ass, he is.
That's probably I guess they help him down the stretch. So I leave that between him and his ass eating.
Like Von Miller's nothing. I eat ass, buddy.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was shocked he decided to announce that on our Instagram of all places, just in the comments. It was a wild, wild move by Tom. I don't think he needs to say things like that, but he's also on a level where, like, who's going to tell him no?
Yeah, who's going to, yeah. I mean, Tom Brady.
You think that's why he's playing so well in his old age?
Just eating Giselle's ass. I don't think it hurts.
Huh. He just plays till he's like 50.
I'm not going to rule it out.
Something to keep your eye on.
But this It's gone off the rails very quickly. NBA awards were Monday night. What I mean, me and Tyler have spoken about how we don't care that they push it this late into June. Terry, what do like the players feel about like the NBA awards happening after the draft of all things?
I mean, I don't know. I ain't really get to talk to nobody about it, but I know they was trying to get me to fly down there and, you know, accept some awards and stuff, but, you know, it didn't fit in my schedule, so I didn't get to talk to anybody about it.
Well, what do you think, though? Like, it used to be like Dirk got his MVP, like, right after they got bounced in the first round. KD was still in the playoffs. He was crying.
Oh, y'all talking about that. I thought y'all was talking about the NBA awards. Okay, so you're talking about the awards that they gave out. Yeah, it's too long. I lost track. I thought they, you know, didn't know when they was going to do it. I was like, it's like you stop caring about it.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you wait till after the draft, and then everybody's already in a summer groove of what they doing, so it's just like your mind's not even on it no more. So I don't like it. I really don't like it. I'm pretty sure I can speak for a lot of people on that one. Yeah. But yeah, I guess they need to take this long to make a decision. It was some. I mean, you got the rookies. That was them three. That was a good toss up. And you got the MVP. I don't know.
Obviously, you think Tatum should have won. I assume. You don't know.
Yes, I do.
I mean, it was a close race, but do you think a guy, I guess the better question is, do you think a guy in his second year, quote unquote second year, should have been up for that award at all?
I had him last out of the three.
Oh, okay.
You had Simmons last?
Yeah, I had Simmons last. You probably had him first.
Because of the rookie
last.
Thing?
No.
Because he scored 1 point in a playoff game?
No.
Because he's a coward who doesn't shoot threes?
No, but you can keep going.
Because he's a righty, but he shoots with his left hand because his father told him that might be a good idea like 20 years ago.
Keep him coming. That is funny. No, man, I just had, you know, Donovan Mitchell is, I'm not being biased at all. I'm just, you know, saying a relationship. Donovan Mitchell is little bro. He went to Louisville.
Owes you a belt.
He had a crazy, crazy season playing in the West, and then I got to watch Jason Tatum night in, night out, and, you know, how just, you know, the time he put in the work and how he was just straight up killing. I mean, he didn't probably get a lot of attention paid to him because of the team that we had, or, you know, we had Kyrie on the team. You got a lot of guys that get a lot of attention, but he had a good year, a whole, like the full year, so. I mean, I don't know. I had them 1 and 2. I would have been happy if either one of them won, but I guess it didn't work out that way. Not that I'm not happy. I'm not saying I'm not happy, but I just didn't have Ben as my top.
Okay.
Yeah, no. We'll make the new Terry Rozier has Ben Simmons dead last in Rookie of the Year.
He was behind Shemmy.
Put it on the T-shirt, man.
So you got any favorites for like Rookie of the Year this year? Have you like played with or ran with any of these guys, Ayton, Porter, over the years?
I barely know any of them. I got I'm a fan of Kevin Knox.
Oh, okay.
Good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
No. yeah, you know y'all New York people, but I think they got a good one over there, and you know, but I don't really think they know what they get in, and it's gonna be special to see him have a good year. I believe. I like the point guard from Kentucky too.
Shai?
Yeah, look, all these Louisville people are gonna get on me right now. But,
I was gonna say, yeah, you went to the wrong school, man. What is this?
Nah, I ain't go to the wrong school. Okay, I just like who I like. I like who I like, and a point guard. I don't know if he got. I think his name way too long for me.
Yeah, Shai.
SGA, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Him.
What do you think of the young boy that the Celtics picked up, Robert Williams III? What do you think of him turning up at a Buffalo Wild Wings and missing his first call with the media?
I guess Danny Ainge is very excited about him. I talked to Danny Ainge twice already, and he's very excited to have him. So, I mean, he said he's a guy that's going to play above the rim, and you know, he's happy to have him. Got a lot of talent. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know, I'm going to be around Summer League and just I don't know. See what happens.
Now, I read, like, Stevens doesn't really allow hazing, but y'all still, like, when he's not looking, y'all still going to, like, put popcorn in Robert Williams' car or something? Or it's really no hazing?
I mean, we did that to Jaylen Brown. We do it a little bit. We do it, you know, you got to, when a teacher turns his back, you got to be on the low, and you got to bully a little bit, got to be on your bully. So we have fun with it. We obviously take care of them, but, you know, the rookies, but, you know, hazing is definitely going on.
Was it you or Marcus Smart who was smacking someone in the back of the head during a timeout earlier this year? I can't remember. Or was it both of you?
I think it was both of us.
I smack so many people, I can't keep it straight.
Yeah, I can't. No, it was tough. It's funny. Y'all know I was in New York, and I seen Embiid in the club.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know. On Twitter. Go on. Twitter thing, you know.
Yeah, how did that go?
No, it wasn't about nothing. Just had that look like it's a real rivalry coming along, so. That's all that was.
Did you guys dap up, or was it just like staring across the club?
No, we didn't dap up.
Okay.
No. That's not the question. but, you know, just had to let him know I see him. He's probably trying to let me know he sees me, and that was.
I'm sure he sees absolutely everyone in the club at all times. He's fucking tall as hell.
Knocked every bottle off his table. Whoops.
No, I started to order him a bottle and send it to him and say it was from me, but my money ain't as long as his, so I'm going to relax.
Not yet. Soon.
Not yet. Long as you know. Not yet. But, yeah, fun night.
Your guy Tatum was actually working out with Embiid yesterday. Is that like, are you going to have to call him and tell him to cut that out, or is that allowed?
Double agent.
Nah, I mean, hey. I let him do what he do. That ain't got nothing to do with me. But
okay,
that's, they got the same workout guy, so they gonna keep it as that. I'm sure.
Tatum just slides under Embiid, slides his foot under a couple jumpers. He's working double agent for the Celtics.
Exactly. So we gotta. Sometimes we gotta be like that.
I'm with it. Just whatever. All means by any means necessary.
Exactly.
So tomorrow or today when people are listening to this, I know they're listening to this because I assume Drake just dropped an absolute dud on the entire world.
Oh, boy.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. He dropped the track list today when we're recording, and I am very much not excited for 25 tracks where, I mean, he's going to be putting up like a Kobe-like shooting percentage. This is going to be 6 for 25 at best.
Yeah,
he's just playing the streams game.
He got 25 songs, you said, right?
25, yeah. He's doing the future Hendrix shit, where one's supposed to be an R&B one, and the other one's going to be a rap album.
He could never.
He could never, huh?
I don't think so.
He's not even Nelly. He's certainly not Future.
It's true.
That's funny. This is about to be crazy. You know, Shane Larkin is already going crazy. He loves Drake. I'm always on him for that. Like, he just loves Drake. So he's talking about having a listening party tonight at 12. He's the reason I know that that the album is dropping tonight. Like, I didn't even know from nowhere else. He's like super hyped. So, but I don't know. I'm expecting to hear a lot of stuff talking. I don't know about the R&B side. So. We'll see. Yeah. Y'all against it. How y'all feel about it?
I don't need 25 Drake songs like at any point in time, so I wish he'd cut it down to like 11, maybe. Maybe 11 of these could be okay. He's going
to... But he's doing it... Oh, yeah. But y'all said he's not like that. Y'all said he's doing what Future did.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to.
I think he's doing it like the streams, because Views was like 20 tracks. It's like he just knows the more streams he get, the more money. So, I mean, I respect it, but no, I don't know if I need 25 songs at one time from anybody.
Right.
Not even Future?
I wouldn't want him at the same. Like, if he does it like Future and Hendrix,
yeah.
Like 12 and then the next month 13, I'm fine with that. But 25 at one time is a lot.
Yeah, nah, yeah, it is. Because it's like, you gotta listen to all song. You gotta listen to too many songs more than once to find out if you like it or not. So there's just too many songs going on at once. But I was about to say, yeah, I think Future can do that. But he did it a month after you said.
I thought it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it might have been. It was a month at most.
Right.
But yeah, it might have been 2 weeks with the Future and Hendrix.
Yeah, he should have did that. Dang, 25. I don't know. Pusha T got everybody mind messed up. He might come with fire 25 songs. You never know.
Well, I mean, that's part of why, like, he only dropped the track list so far, and he's got songs on here called Mob Ties. Like, I don't believe anything that he already has said on that.
See, that the shit talking is going to be, it's going to look so funny in the light after this whole Pusha shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's like, damn.
I think the R&B one might be better.
You said what?
I said, I slick think the R&B one might be better than the straight rap one.
Yeah, because that's him. That's like mainly him, I feel. Oh no.
Yeah, that's his lane.
Switch it up.
Yeah, that'll be the pop shit, I imagine.
You'll see. It'll be very interesting.
But people are saying, yeah, there's a track on here called March 14th, and people are saying that's the day he flew out to Wyoming with Kanye. So they're saying that might be the response that Jay Prince said we can't release.
Yeah. That's dope. I mean, my birthday March 17th, so I can't wait to listen to that song and see what that's about.
That's going to be the date he met, like, some Hooters waitress.
March is a special month.
Well, he also has a track on here called Ratchet Happy Birthday, so you can play that on March 17th next year.
There you go.
Exactly. Exactly. That'd be exciting.
Shit, what else did we say? Oh yeah. So when you were, when you were in New York, you hit the Dykeman, and you had to show some people what it was. How was that experience for you? I don't remember you hitting like the streets last year like that, or at least not on video.
Nah, not on video. Well, it happened like this. You know, I got my, I'm part time. I'm not gonna say that. I'm kind of a manager in this rap business. But it's on the low.
Okay.
It's very low. So I'll be in the studio. I know some rappers. But I was in the studio with A Boogie, and it was like real late. And we was listening to all this new stuff that didn't drop yet. And then, you know, he has a team up there at Dykeman. So, you know, he's like, yeah, we should come up there and play or whatever. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, I play. I definitely play. I ain't got no shoes or nothing, but I can get all that, you know, figure it out. And I was supposed to leave that day, the night that I played, but I ended up staying because he canceled a couple of things for him to come to the game, for us to be a big night for from where he's from, High Bridge, the Bronx or whatever. So we went in there. I think his team called The Label. We went in there, and it was just like everybody knew I was coming, kind of. So it was like already packed. It was crazy people on the court. And, you know, I just walked in with him and all his people, and from there on, it was just like, it was a street ball game. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I had to do it on the mic, people talking stuff in the crowd, hyping it up. And it was something that I like playing and stuff like that. Cause, you know, like I say all the time, I grew up at a park. So playing basketball was outside, wind blowing, double rims, don't matter. And so that's something that I love. But it still was nothing like that. So many people was there. So
right.
That's something that I like doing. It was a lot of fun, though. So
broken glass on the court. Make you feel right at home?
No, it's kind of cleaned up in there. They got it like, you know, done. They got it done the right way. They got it. They invest some money and some time in it. They did the right thing with it.
They don't have double rims at Dykeman, do they?
No, they don't have.
All right, rims. Thank heavens. I fucking hate double rims.
The double rims. Yeah, it's a problem.
I don't know who. Why are they even a thing? Is what I don't know, like. Well, who, like, are they easier to maintain? I don't understand why they exist.
I never understood either. It's just like some hoops had double rims, some didn't. And then if you always had two hoops that was open, one had a double rim, one didn't, you was always going to the one that didn't have double rim.
Correct.
It's got to be harder to break. That's the only thing I can think of.
Never really asked what was the thing with the double rim. We just know, like, your shot will rim out so many times. It didn't work.
Yeah.
So
I think it's got to be, like, easier to break. Because I feel like it's so many times you go to the park and like, oh, one rim is broken or about to like fall off. I guess these double rims are harder to break. But yeah, they stink aggressively.
Yeah, I guess you probably will never know that answer.
So you were, speaking of old tweets with Terry, this one's not that old, but you were in the studio with A Boogie and you tweeted out that he's the next Michael Jackson. Would you like to elaborate on that claim?
I got a lot of stuff for that.
It was like Michael Jackson's death anniversary this week. You're piling on. His pops died. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, I kind of didn't mean it that way, man, but I kind of thought, but I said it, so I obviously kept the tweet up there. But when we was in the studio, it was just like he was playing. His next album is going to have 19 songs on it.
Okay.
He played at least like 30 songs. And like, it's so like, every song was just like, it was nice. And then he had like a song that, like Michael Jackson, it was like a remix of Michael Jackson thing. And it was just like, I don't know, it was nice.
Okay.
Maybe I was hypnotizing there and I just tweeted it. I don't know what was going on, but that's how I felt.
Hey, Boogie had you in the headlock?
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like, huh? Because people was really talking shit when I tweeted that, but I was like, all right, I said it, so I ain't gonna take it down, so whatever. But I am a fan. You know, I like his music.
Well, people get real protective.
I don't want nobody to think I'm ever disrespecting the GOAT Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson because of my sister. He always played Michael Jackson, so I was, you know, became a big fan. Watch his movies, all that. So I ain't never disrespecting him. So maybe I shouldn't have tweeted that. But I like what A Boogie is doing. Maybe I should have said that.
A Boogie's
coming out with some heat.
I also like that Young Thug. I forgot you let off with Young Thug's top two, which I agree with you. I guess that's your new hierarchy. It's them two and then Future somewhere in the third, or what is it?
No. I'm just saying. Because if I really was to have to compare somebody to Michael Jackson, it would kind of be like, now it would be Young Thug. So I just had to say he was top two. But I wasn't saying him and A Boogie was top two.
I got you.
That's what I was saying.
I've never really listened to A Boogie. I think I need to now. I'm just not familiar with him, honestly.
Yeah, no, he got some nice stuff. He jumped in the game with some nice stuff. A little heartbroken, but it was kind of nice. Nice tracks on there.
Like, you listen to him, Carly? Like, you're an A Boogie guy?
I heard his, what was his big single, the one with the piano on it?
You said with the piano?
Yeah, he had one beat, like,
he
his
had a lot of good songs on it.
What was it?
Was it the newest one?
No, this was like last summer, I want to say.
Last summer.
It was either last summer or the summer, because he hasn't been around that long, right? It's only been like 2-3 years.
Yeah, I'm even too, but yeah.
So whatever his first big single that like put him on, because that they were playing it like crazy around in New York. Cause,
oh, you said the piano.
Yeah.
So what is it? Jungle. Still Think About You. I don't know. He got a lot of good songs on there.
Yeah, let me.
I think it's before he dropped a single and then he dropped his album.
Right. So that one went.
I think the single. Oh. Bag, getting your back. I mean. Bag on Me?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had that, and he had...
So when's the new album, the one he's working on now? You know when that's dropping?
No, because he just dropped the international album.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and that's...
He's just trying to put in his songs right now, cleaning up his songs.
That's 8 tracks, 26 minutes, Tyler, so that's your lane.
Okay.
Very
yeah,
much
now
so.
We're cooking. Yeah, I might have to run that.
Yeah, you ain't feeling the 19 album one, huh?
Oh, no. Heavens, no.
And then, yeah, his other album, too. He's got 21 on here. He's got Kodak on here. So, yeah, he's got some shit. But before we let you go, Terry, when you did go back to Cleveland, you opened up a gym for the kids to come get them, like a ball, get them to run. Well, what's it like for you to be able to go back home and do stuff like that?
I mean, it's special. It's real special. You know, at that gym, you know, I just still remember the times me going up there alone, always having the ball in my hand. And, you know, I got plans. I really want to rebuild that rec center and just having the opportunity to do the go hoop day thing there. It was like it was an easy decision for me. And, you know, I just remember going to camps there when I was young, having like Terrell Brandon camps and stuff like that, a lot of events being up there, and I was just so young. But it's just special, like the tables turn, I get to do it, and the younger kids come up there, and, you know, they don't really have much in that area and things like that. Was, you know, I'm all over. I got pictures and stuff all over, so I know they probably see me a lot, but they never met me. So I got to go up there and see a lot of the kids and stuff, and it was just dope. You know, it goes back so many years of me being up there and me being young in that same gym.
Yeah, I'm sure those kids were going crazy when they met you.
Nah, yeah, it was nice. I couldn't walk in there, all you know, without getting. But I mean, it was great. It was a great turnout. You know, I let my family run it, my mom and my people run it. So it was definitely dope. Definitely dope.
Yeah, that's good shit. So yeah, what do you got going on for the 4th of July? Anything big, or are you gonna play it little low?
I'm trying to get some. I was just thinking about that. I'm trying to get some fireworks this year. I'm trying to get some fireworks.
Don't JPP yourself.
No, I'm not. Maybe I have somebody light all the firecrackers for me, but I'm trying to get some nice ones, some big ones. I haven't did that in so many years. You know, last 2 years, obviously I was, not last year, but, you know, 2 years before that, I was in summer league,
right,
and stuff like that. We had to spend our 4th of July in Utah.
Ugh.
And
I hate to hear that.
It's terrible. And, then
do they
last
allow
year,
fireworks there?
Definitely not.
Yeah, it can be.
That'd be the only thing that's going off down there in Utah. But, yeah, it was just, this year I'm trying to get some fireworks.
Okay. All right, so I'll be monitoring Twitter, making sure you're not with one hand come Thursday.
We'll put up a nice video for you guys. Nice M80.
Oh, God. Well,
I'm just joking, guys.
Danny Ainge just calls you like, wait a damn minute.
I don't want people to start getting on the phones. No, I'm just joking.
Well, Terry, you enjoy your 4th of July. Have fun. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you next week, pal.
Yes, sir. Talk to you all. Y'all stay safe, too, man.
Be good.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
Definitely need him with both hands.
Yeah, that it wouldn't be great. You see, like, the breaking news and the picture, like, the blurry ambulance.
It's
Celtics guard
off.
Terry Rozier, yeah, just sprinting. It's like, oh no, he warned us about this.
Oh yeah, plenty of time to put a stop to this.
He's on Snapchat trying to light two M80s,
and he's holding like one in his mouth. Roman candle incident gone awry.
Is New York like a 4th of July place? Or is, I guess, New York, Boston? Or like, is the Northeast a fireworky?
So, I don't know the laws in New York. I would assume they're illegal here. But in Massachusetts, they're illegal. But in New Hampshire, they're super not. And, like, the second you drive across the border to get to New Hampshire, they're just readily available.
That's you going to, I think, Tennessee, like wherever you come into Tennessee, it's like, welcome, we have fireworks.
It's wild that those are the things at the board. Like, we know this is why the only reason you're here is fire, of all things. Fireworks aren't a year-round thing,
right? Also, like, there are stores that only sell fireworks. I'm like, what are you doing? You're open from like June 4th to July 4th. What the
business booming?
You just do nothing. Yeah, I guess.
I guess they're a decent like New Year's thing too.
Yeah, I feel like I hear more now on New Year's and like the week before. I'm surprised I haven't heard any fireworks yet.
Oh, honestly. That's the thing. What, like, you're right. I forgot about that part of it. I guess I don't remember it last year in New York. New York's got to be a little bit different than Boston because everything's just like too close and on top of each other. But Boston, you'll hear fireworks from like today until August 25th.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it's the worst.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan.
No. So, yeah, hopefully Terry has two hands by next Thursday. That'd be big. That'd be huge news.
I think it'd be some great news.
Yeah. I like this. Go. My nigga telling me to pray to Allah. With some cold-blooded killers standing right in front of y'all. Everybody got a pistol, need a one, got a heart. Selling drugs, having fights, it was hard in the north. But I say, all well, all praise to my God. That was staying in the street when we spin out the car. Red bandana tie around the road. Oh, my girl could forgive me living life like a star. All red bottoms looking like I walked on the scene. Homicide damage with the pills. Young nigga came up still running from the system. Caught his homeboy stealing out the pack, so he clipped him. Been feeling down, need somebody for the lift. He been fighting with his girl cause he said it down fifth. Mama say that he got drugs in his system. New image old me, so they miss him. How the fuck I supposed to act with my father in the prison? Tell another nigga listen, back then I ain't listen. Real player with some young niggas round me crib. With some old heads out of jail, leave a nigga miss. Lot of money, but they still don't understand how I'm living. From the streets to the can, either way I'm living. Boomer rip a nigga up, 1 second in a minute. Tell a nigga hit me up if he really got tension.
My nigga telling me to pray to Allah.
With some cold-blooded killers standing right in front of y'all. Everybody got a pistol, need a one, got a heart. Selling drugs, having fights, it was hard in the north. But I say, all well, all praise to my God. That was staying in the street when we spin out the car. Red bandana tie around the road. Oh, my girl could forgive me living life like a star. What I say? Press the button and the door open up. Let my nigga out the whip. Ain't no shooting out the rave. Got the back and the front sold up. Tell them spin around the block right before you catch a play. Came home, started selling AA. Got some dog food on me with some act in the case. Got a K right in my home if you ran in my place. Put a bullet in his dome once it exit his face. On my knees, praying to God, telling him I'm going home if I don't live up to going hard. One night, I ain't go home, girl, acting crazy because she mad that I'm living like a star. Bitch, I'm straight about them trenches, I ain't never had a heart. And I'm plugged in the socket, I ain't never had a car. And you want the fancy things, so you better play your part. Told that bitch you don't work, then I swear you gon' starve.
My nigga telling me to pray to Allah.
With some cold-blooded killers standing right in front of y'all. Everybody got a pistol, need a one, got a heart. Selling drugs, having fights, it was hard in the north. But I say, all well, all praise to my God. Never staying in the street when we spin out the car. Red bandana tie around the road. Girl could forgive me living life like a star.
Like a star, yeah.